Four nations, four democracies, all with a united message on the Indo-Pacific region.
What brings us together, what unites us, is an affirmative vision for what the future can bring, but also a commitment to defend the rules-based system that we have spent tremendous time and effort building.
That's the overriding focus of the Quad group of foreign ministers from the United States, India, Japan and Australia. The Security Alliance says it supports an open and inclusive vision and offers an alternative to a China-led order in the region. And it's keen to push back on China's expansion.
Our region is in a period of rising strategic uncertainty. The rules and norms that have provided a foundation for our stability and hence our prosperity are under pressure, in particular from authoritarian regimes.
Of increasing concern to the Quad is Beijing and Moscow's announcement last week of a strengthening relationship with Presidents Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin declaring a no-limits partnership with mutual protection of each country's core interests. As tensions between Russia and NATO countries escalate over Ukraine, the US Secretary of State told the Quad the same principles in the Indo-Pacific apply to Russia.
One of the reasons we're working so intensely to defend the core principles threatened by Russia's aggression toward Ukraine is because those very same principles are crucial to enduring stability in this region and every other part of the world.
The US Secretary of State flies to Fiji on Saturday with this joint statement. He's aiming to reassure Pacific leaders that Washington and its allies are committed to providing security and distributing COVID-19 vaccines, as well as boosting investment in infrastructure across the region. And all of this while China is ramping up its aid and influence. Beijing has labelled the Quad Alliance as an inflammatory initiative designed to undermine third parties like China. These foreign ministers have pledged increased humanitarian relief, terrorism and cyber and marine security for Indo-Pacific nations. The Quad's members are expected to make further commitments when they meet in Japan in the middle of the year. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.